This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning, Seattle Unity. My name is Justin Lacey, and today I'm joining you from West Seattle. I've got two songs for you. One is a song that I wrote with my good friend Andre Madadian, and the other is a tune by England Dan and John Ford Coley. Hope you enjoy, hope you stay well, and thank you very much for having me.
Hello, Seattle Unity community. I'm Diane Robertson, Associate Minister at Seattle Unity. Welcome and thank you for joining us as we worship and celebrate together, deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. Let us begin by affirming together our statement of being. There is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence. And so it is. If you watched our service last week, you might have seen an announcement about our construction kickoff. It was originally scheduled for September 20th. And I use past tense now because with the fluidity of construction schedules, we now are going to delay it until November. There'll be more information coming out in the newsletter this week, so watch for that in your inbox. And now a few other announcements.
Hi, I'm Mike Brennan, and this is my wife, Diane. We've been Seattle Unity community members for 27 years and outreach team members for 16 years. During this time, Seattle Unity Outreach has worked with dozens of organizations serving those in need, locally, regionally, and even internationally through drives and special projects.
It's projects like supporting congregant Gail Piper on her medical missions in developing countries, or our Christmas Giving Trees, which benefits Heifer Foundation. Service is a Unity tradition and a crucial way we embody Unity principles and put feet on our prayers.
Using your gifts of time and money, we've been able to feed hungry families, assist victims of natural disaster, support the unsheltered, and bring medical help, education, and hope to people in urgent need. And today, even during this time of social distancing, we continue that work for local organizations including Compass Housing Alliance, Youth Care, Mary's Place, and Julia's Place.
The easiest way to donate to Outreach is just like your usual gift. Text the word GIVE to the number on the screen, then add your dollar amount plus the word Outreach. Or you can go to seattleunity.org and give there.
We thank you for your support over these years, and with your help, our Outreach team will continue making a positive difference for many, many more.
Amen.
Sing hallelujah to our
glory,
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise to our God.
Let's do that again. Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah is to our God.
A reading from Divine Audacity by Linda Martella Whitson. In the way that a prism bends light into an array of diverse colors, or a wintry cloud breaks out into billions of unique snowflakes, the inexpressible one takes on infinite expressions as life, love, intelligence, and all qualities that could be recognized as divine. All these divine qualities are expressible by you and by me. We are the inexpressible one expressing. We are the light of the world. Whenever we experience and express love, we are divine love. Whenever we intuitively know when to act and what to do, we are divine wisdom. Since the divine is not a person, but a principle, and we are, so to speak, a chip off the old block, The love principle and the wisdom principle are our true nature. We can identify ourselves as these principles. We can shine the light of these principles into our world.
As we prepare for meditation, I invite you to get comfortable in the seat where you are, feeling your feet on the ground or the floor beneath you. Perhaps imagining roots going down through the bottom of your feet, through the soles of your feet, down into the floor, into the ground, into the earth, like the roots of a tree. Fully grounding and being present as we enter into this time of silence. Just opening to the sacred gift of pausing and being still. And if you notice the sounds around you, just bringing your focus again back to your breath. And so if you're comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes and just breathe in and breathe out. And perhaps even on the out-breath, letting out an audible sigh. Breathing in and letting it all out. And as we move into the silence, I invite you to continue to focus on your breath and just noticing your body, being present to your own being. And if your mind wanders, as it will, just gently bringing it back to your breath and to your own being and beingness as we enter into this time of silence.
Run away from what you heard. Look away from the absurd. You never know what to hide. Don't stop now. You never know what comes out of a shaking soul. I don't know where to run to. All I know is that I just want to get away from my own memories, and I just want to forget the days when things were crumbling.
It is a pleasure to introduce our guest speaker, Thomas DeShooter. He is from Nanaimo, British Columbia, and I've had the pleasure of sharing classes with him in Unity Worldwide Spiritual Institute's ministerial program. He is an international author and speaker and podcast host. Over the past two decades, he has built a successful, values-focused financial advisory firm while raising his twin daughters with his amazing wife and business partner, Leslie. He continues to create content, advise clients, and nurture his family while obtaining his Master's of Divinity from UWSI. Check out his podcasts, Conscious Cash, Bloom Living, and his book, Bloom Your Money, Your Life. Just a small technical note, there is a little tech glitch about 4.5 minutes in that causes a bit of blurriness in the visual. And it'll pass, just mentioning it so you don't think it's your eyes or your device. Also want to invite you to join us for fellowship following the service. The link's on the webpage. Thomas will be joining us, and it's an opportunity to connect to your community.
Thank you so much for inviting me into your community, into your homes, and into your spiritual practice. I get that right now we are living through some pretty challenging times. And all of us are going to be dealing with this in different ways. Our experiences are going to be different. Our emotional well-being is going to be different. The thoughts and feelings that we have are going to be different. And I'm curious. I have a question for you. What is it you're building? What is it that you're building? What is the life that you have been building? And I ask this because when you think about whether you're going to be building a home or an addition to your house, or let's say you're going to go on vacation, or you might be moving to another country. In all of those instances, you would likely create a plan or build a blueprint out. And our lives, because we are the creators of our lives, we too can build a blueprint for the life that we love. Now you might be thinking, hey, Thomas, all this stuff that's going on in the world right now, I didn't create it. Like, I literally woke up one day and COVID-19 had arrived and the world was being shut down and locked down and my business was affected or my family's been affected. I'm social distancing. I don't have any contact with people. My emotional well-being is certainly being challenged. And I get that. But being creators, we have the ability to create our experience of it. And it's through that that we can manage ourselves through whatever situation comes. It's through the act of being a creator of our lives, building a blueprint to the life we love. Makes me think of any time we have chosen to build a vacation plan in our home. We have 14-year-old twin daughters. And I think back to the times that we've planned a vacation or a getaway. And as soon as we lock in the dates or buy the tickets, there's a change. There's now maybe a jump in our step. You know, there's a change of frequency on how we're reacting and responding. We're now future casting. We're living into a future that is says, hey, we're going to be going on vacation. I can't wait to go. It's going to be so fantastic. And what I've noticed is that life is very much like that. If you're anything like me, you've had the experience of creating your life from what the past has looked like. So let me give you an example. Let's think of our lives as a whole bunch of experiences that we've stuffed, you know, inside of a suitcase or a backpack. And so here's what we do. We're cruising along in our life. Something comes out of nowhere and changes. Maybe it's a breakdown in our relationship. We lose a job. Our business fails. Something of that nature comes along and takes us out. And we need to shift things up. But unfortunately, here's what we end up doing. See, we've got this bag of stuff that we've been collecting and carrying around over the years. And so as we make that transition, as we make that change, we take our stuff, we throw it on our back, and then we walk into the next situation. We take down our stuff and we plunk right into our new situation. We bring our stuff from the past and we carry it with us and put it right down into our future. And when we do that, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen when we do that? We're going to end up recreating the very experiences and the ways of being and dealing with those experiences that we had before. And so we need tools. We need a guideline. We need a blueprint to create the life that we love. In Unity, we have this these 12 powers. And for me, the number one power, the best power that I've come across, and you know, maybe others won't agree with me, is the power of release. the ability to release and let go. Because it's through that act of releasing and letting go that we can leave the past behind us. We can leave it back there where it belongs. And then we can walk openly into a brand new future. It's almost like it's like space in that it creates a vacuum. You see, when we release and let go, we create a space in which something new can come in. We create an opportunity for a new way of living, a new way of being to unfold in front of us so that we're not bringing that stuff from the past. Now, with release, what is required is forgiveness. The practice of forgiveness is critical. And I think of the book of Matthew, when Peter says to Jesus, "Master, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister that has wronged me? Is it seven? Is it seven times? Is that what I should do?" And you know, that's a really good question. And Jesus answers, yes. I love this. Yes, it is seven times. Seven times 70. Seven times 70 times is what you need to do to forgive. In other words, if I was to unpack that, it's a very simple process of you forgive until it is forgiven. And it doesn't matter whether it's another person, an experience, something that happened to us, or if it's our own internal beliefs and dialogue about ourselves. That forgiveness, that ability to truly forgive, is what allows us to leave the past in the past and move forward with a whole new possibility. And I'm not talking about putting a rose garden over top of a mud pie. We're not, you know, talking about even not remembering what happened. This isn't what we're talking about. What we're talking about is actual, true forgiveness, where it is left in the past and we can release and let go. And there's a couple of things going on here. One is, not only are we forgiving and being able to, you know, take that suffering away, because in most instances, if you think about it, if you're anything like me, when we're stuck on something, on blame or suffering or shame around an event or something of that nature or an experience with another person, we're the ones left with the suffering when we're doing that. And so through forgiveness and release, we can let go of that suffering. We can leave it in the past. But here's what else happens. If it's with another person, we also let them go. We also allow them to move on. Because that energy is out there. We are energetic beings. We're about 0.0001 physical mass and 99.9999% energy. And so our thoughts and our feelings that create our experience can also create an experience for others. And finally, with forgiving and letting go, when we forgive ourselves for how we responded, what we're thinking, how we're feeling, when we forgive ourselves, again, we allow ourselves a new space in which to create a new way of moving forward in life. It's creating a blueprint to a life we love. And so I ask you, what is something that you can forgive today? What is something that you can release and let go of? Maybe you're mad at yourself for, you know, putting too much sugar in your coffee this morning. it's these little things too that build up and can take us out instead of having us create a consciousness that allows us to live our best life. And really, isn't that what we want? Don't we want the opportunity to live our best life? Charles Fillmore and Myrtle Fillmore taught us that our thoughts create our experience. In the Unity Principles, principle number 3 is our thoughts create our experience. So whatever we can do to create those thoughts in a powerful way, now we're creating our lives. Unity principle number 4 is affirmative prayer. So through the act of forgiving and releasing and letting go, we can now affirm something different. We can create an affirmation that allows us to live and light up. We can affirm our goodness, our wholeness, our health. We can affirm the love that we have for ourselves and the love that we can share with others. And once we do that, all that's left to do is to step into action, to be actively creating and sharing our newfound way of living, our newfound experience. This is creating a blueprint for a life that we love. This is consciously being on the court, being right in the action. It's like stepping into the game. And we all have it. We all have that ability. And for some, it's a lot harder than for others to do. And that's also why, as true practitioners in unity, we also have the added responsibility of sharing that love and that forgiveness and that kindness that we have, that goodness, with others. There's a scripture that says something to the effect of, you don't light a candle in a house to put a bowl over top of it. You light a candle to light up the house for others. And that light that's on a hill is for others to see as well. You see, when we live a life dedicated to creating a blueprint through release and forgiveness, controlling our thoughts, affirmative prayer, and stepping into action, we give permission for others to do the same thing. And so for those that maybe don't have that within them, we can take that on and be a light. We can show them how to create a blueprint for a life that they love. We have over 100 trillion cells in our body, and every 7 years, they are completely recreated. They die off and they get recreated. They release themselves from us. They go into the past, and we have the possibility of recreating new cells within us. It's like our bodies are made over entirely every 7 years. That's a process. That's a blueprint. And we have that within us through our thoughts, creating our experience. So I invite you, as you go about your day today, to think about What is it you're creating? What is my blueprint for having the life that I love? Namaste.
Good morning. I'm Cindy McComish. I'm a board member here at Seattle Unity Church. And I invite you now to practice the law of giving and receiving with me. Our continued support, yours and mine, makes this spiritual community possible. You can give by text. You can use the number that's on the screen for a texting message. Or you can donate through our website at seattleunity.org. While you're at the website, you may want to check out how easy it is to set up recurring gifts to the church. And so now, hold the Spirit and your gift in your heart as we affirm together. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness, and I receive with gratitude. We breathe that in, and we dedicate and consecrate all our gifts to the will, the work, and the way of this our ministry and the Spirit of Truth. May each gift return to a giver a millionfold or more. And it is so. Amen.
In closing, I invite us to join together in prayer. First, let us bring to mind anyone you may know in need of prayer right now. And just holding them in your mind and your heart, knowing that there is no distance in spirit. And we join with all those who are praying, wherever that may be, whatever the time or the place, as we affirm together our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Many blessings to you, and may you have a beautiful week.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. Shine.